You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, Joshy boy, I have been sitting on this email for a couple of weeks, and I was like, we might as well talk about this. We're going to be diving into the worst pain that you have ever felt. The worst pain ever, and we're talking physical. Not that your girlfriend broke up with you again, Josh. We're talking physical pain. And this email came in, I think it was on my Instagram it came in on. It is from Samantha. She says, you can call me Sammy for short.
Oh, hi, Sammy.
Hey, Sammy Pants. And Sammy says, morning, boys. I have a story I want to share with you both regarding pain, and I'm wondering if you'd like to get more stories like mine. Yes, we would. Text line, phone line's open, 303-691-1649. Sammy goes on to say, don't laugh at me, Jeremy. But I have a horse, and I took him out for a ride a couple weeks ago, and we were galloping through an open area when something spooked him. My horse reared back and tossed me off. I felt a really sharp pain, and I had the wind knocked out of me.
Oh.
Once I got my bearings, I found out that I had landed on a really sharp stick that was protruding from the ground, and yes, boys, it went right into my anus.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Gosh.
Ermagerd.
What a shock, too. Not just painful. What a shock.
Sammy says it penetrated right through my pants and into my booty basket, as she calls it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the worst pain ever, being torn open like that. There was blood everywhere. The worst part was I had to go collect my horse and walk him back to the barn about 4 miles away to call for help.
Oh.
Major surgery and many stitches later, I have quite the story to tell. I am a strong, strong woman. Have fun with my story, and I want to hear about the pain that others have been through. I absolutely love you, boys.
Oh,
and that's
my
from
gosh.
Sammy with the torn anus.
Sammy, I am so sorry, first of all.
I have so many questions. So many questions. A
couple questions are in there, too.
Like, how did you go potty? Like, how do you go to the bathroom when that happens?
Well, he got stitches.
I mean, an episiotomy is a thing, so, I mean, obviously things would still work, but okay, Sammy. So, thank you for that email.
Yeah.
Thank you for starting things off. Now it's going to be up to you guys. I see the phone ringing already. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. The worst pain you've ever been to. If you're calling in right now, just hang tight because Josh is filling in today. He can't give you a heads up or answer the phone here before we go on the air. Real quick, Dom, Josh.
It's all right. Once a day.
Once
okay.
a day. What's your worst pain?
I mean, there's so many that are involved with sports. I've dislocated things. I have broken things. I've been hit in the face with a pitch during a baseball game. I've been knocked unconscious. I mean, there's so many. Probably the worst one was I was sliding into third base during a baseball game, mm-hmm. and I got a ball to the face, a baseball to the face, and it shattered my nose.
It
hurt. It was bleeding everywhere, and my nose was crooked. And
that's bad.
It hurt.
That's
so
painful.
Bad. It hurt. It was like my face went numb immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the pain just flooded to my, like, the throbbing pain. And that was pretty bad.
I could feel it for you. I could feel it for you.
That was pretty, pretty bad.
I'm chuckling at this because you sound like a really tough dude. This was during a sporting event. You got hit in the face with a ball. And mine involves hot sauce.
What happened
with
you?
You know those Taco Bell hot sauces that are, like, in the little squishy packets?
Oh, yeah.
I was in the kitchen one day, and I was just farting around talking to Knick Knack, and I was twisting one of those, just twisting, and it was getting tighter and tighter and tighter because I was twisting the bottom, and pow, it blew open and just happened to squirt the hot sauce, I think it was like the Diablo sauce or whatever, straight up and right into my eye.
Okay, that is horrendously painful, though. That sounds
It was
terrible.
The heat of 1,000 suns in my eye, and it was instantly like snot everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Over at the sink, splashing water in it. So.
See, that sounds horrible. Like, I know
hot
that's
sauce,
just a miscue
man.
Or a mishap, but that is terrible.
Hot
that
sauce
sounds awful.
Took me down for the day, bud. Hot sauce.
Oh,
took
no.
Me
Have
down
you ever eaten it
day.
Again?
Well, absolutely. I'm not an idiot. This all started off with a message from Sammy, who fell off her horse and fell onto a stick and penetrated her, quote, anus.
That gives me the shivers, man. Like, that is horrendous. That is awful.
So bad. So thank you for that, Sammy. The amount of pictures coming in on text with actual, like, x-rays from people, like, with screws in every part of their body and plates and
you people have been through a lot.
No wonder surgeons make so much money.
My goodness.
So much money. Let's hop on over to the phones. Sarah, thanks for holding so long. So what was the worst pain that you've ever been in?
Well, after hearing her story, I'm not even sure mine is painful anymore. But I dropped a cinder block from about 3.5 feet right on the tip of my big toe, which ended up breaking the tip of my toe and then ripping the nail up from the base.
Stop
of
it.
My nail.
Oh, yeah. Stop it some more.
Through my skin. Yep. And then I went to the emergency room. They had to basically tuck my nail back under my skin because the tip was still attached by like a half an inch. And then I got stitches, one on either side of my big toenail that went through my toenail and through my skin.
Well, they
got
to keep it on. They got to keep it on.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So, side note, why were you carrying around a cinder block?
Well, I was moving a swamp cooler out of a window. And
of course.
The swamp cooler. Absolutely. You know, you're lucky that thing didn't just pop right off. I mean, that could have been bad. Oh, my
like,
God.
What, her toe?
Her toe, dropping the cinder block right there.
The thing is, you know, I was barefoot because I was grounding myself.
That's smart. Hey, grounding.
Back to grounding. We did that yesterday, Sarah. Sarah, I want to thank you so much for the story and making us all cringe.
Oh, man.
Is your toe better now?
It's attached and we're good to go.
Life
the nail's
good.
Growing back, so
life
we're good.
Is good. Right on.
I
Thank
love
you for
it.
The story, Sarah.
Have
a good day. Bye.
Bye bye.
All right. That's a good one. All right, Michelle. Worst pain ever. What was it?
It was my fourth C-section with my boy, my left kid. And we went in there and usually like they'll do like a test after they numb you.
Yeah.
And like poke you, see if you can feel it. I'm like, yeah, I can feel that. And they just started cutting. And so, like, I'm, like, looking at my husband, and I'm like, I can feel that. I can feel that. And the nurse looked at me, and she's like, what does it feel like? I'm like, it's burning. I can feel it.
What
so,
does it feel like? Like I'm getting cut open. That's what it feels like.
And then my husband's, like, going pale. The nurse is going pale. And then, of course, there's a student in there as well.
This is my first time.
That's part of the problem right there. I have no idea what I'm doing. You know,
and then so like the doctor's like, oh, we're going to just have to knock her out. And then so I woke up with no baby and my husband not there. And I felt like I felt it all.
I mean, the fourth time, I feel like you could have just done it yourself, obviously.
I know. Just give me the freaking.
I mean, why did they just put a zipper in you, you know, at this point?
And just zip them out.
Just zip it in, zip it out, you know?
Yeah.
Michelle,
it was great.
You got me. I'm all cringy. Thank you for the story. All right.
Oh, well, thank you. I love you guys.
Well, we
thanks,
love you.
Michelle.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day.
Kathy texted in. She says, while I was having my C-section, something happened, and whatever they used to kill the pain wore off. I screamed in horror, fully knowing that my insides were on the outside. They gave me another hit of what I needed, and I came back down. She says, my wife had a C-section. I witnessed that, and I mean, I don't want that to go wrong.
No. And
I saw intestines on the table.
They move your guts out of you.
Your
and that,
guts are out.
That's insane. Insane right. to me.
We got Nathan and Mark. Nathan, worst pain ever.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So this is actually fitting right after the C-section story. You know, there's the long-running debate over what's more painful, giving birth or, you know, a kick to the gonads.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to settle the debate?
Settle the debate for us.
I settled the debate. I went ahead and tried a pregnancy birth pain simulator.
Okay.
Is this one of those things where you strap on, like, the belly and it, like, actually gives you contractions and stuff?
Well, they like, hooked up a bunch of wires or, like, nodes to my stomach, my groin area, and my legs.
Okay.
So then they kicked it up. They had 10 levels. They started at 5, and I immediately was wrenching over
you
in
dropped.
Pain. They gradually leveled it up to 10, and I'll tell you what, we boys have it pretty good.
But then you made them turn it back down to 1, and you're like, you know what, that's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
Can I take this home with me?
Absolutely.
Oh man.
All right, Jared, I guess that settles the debate for us then.
Thank you for settling the debate,
Nathan. Thanks,
really
Nathan.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
Hope your boys
Thank
are doing
boys.
Well now. All right, see you later.
Oh,
they
gosh.
Recovered. Ice them up. Marky Mark, good morning.
Yep.
Good, what's the
good
worst
morning, boys.
What's the worst pain ever?
I was doing stunt work about 10 years ago, and I got a gig to do a commercial for a safety device, and it failed, and I was five stories up. I'd put an airbag on the ground just in case something went wrong, which was fine, except I forgot about the third floor balcony, which I hit on my femur right below my hip and shattered my femur and broke my back and spun around, went another 30 feet into the airbag.
That's it?
Wow.
No.
That's it?
That's all.
That's all that happened. You were a stuntman? That's pretty...
Everybody's just said, come on, walk it off. Walk it off.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
You were... So how long were you a stuntman?
I did that for about 10 years.
Did that end your career?
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, I figured.
The irony of, you know, getting lit on fire and falling out of cars.
I was going to ask you if you've ever been set on fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So nonchalant.
He's
no
big deal.
Random Tuesday.
Typical Tuesday. He set me on fire. No big deal.
Well, honey, what did you do at work today? Oh, I got lit on fire in a men's room with a acetylene torch. You know, the normal stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
So you've been lit on fire. You've fallen from a big old building. What are the other things that you've done as a stunt person?
Rappelled out of a helicopter. Got thrown off the top of a car through a bunch of 55-gallon drums. I got to double Lyle Alzado in a movie once back then. My big claim to fame is I fought Hulk Hogan in a movie for about 8 seconds.
Yeah, brother.
That's cool.
Yeah,
man.
Brother. Yes, brother.
Yeah, brother.
That's cool.
Mark, you're a bad man.
Yeah,
pajama.
You're a bad arse. That's awesome.
If I stub my toe on the side of the bed, I'm calling in sick for a week.
Yeah, remember Jeremy's most painful thing? It was
hot sauce
related.
Mark. It was hot sauce in my eye.
My favorite is that right now I'm waiting to get surgery on that same leg because the rod they put in there broke. And
you
now they're going to have
it again.
Yep.
How'd you break the rod in your leg?
It snapped in half, and now they can't get it out. And so they're going to have to, as my doctor said, split my femur like a hot dog bun.
Oh, my God.
To get it back out so they can replace my hip.
Dude, I'm sorry about that.
I don't ever want to fight this
terrible
guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a fight with him because he would kill you.
He would kill you.
Trust me, I'll cheat.
Mark, I really appreciate your call and opening up, man. Good luck with your leg.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You as well, my friend. A couple more rolling in on text. Let's see. I shattered my wrist, transferred to three different hospitals before finding one that they had capacity to treat me. Oh. So I had to ride around in a car for hours.
Oh, just with a snapped wrist.
They end it by saying, this is Kyle. Kyle says that it was a whole different special kind of hell.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And then Alan finally says, I accidentally shot myself in the foot with a revolver.
That'll do it.
You got to treat them like they're always loaded, Alan.